Hey, it's Bill Spann with Sunday morning, 25th of September, before the NFL games are starting. I had some thoughts on the Coach Dooley movie, the movie of the era from like the 60s, you know, 60 all the way through probably about 1980, when LT was winning the last ACC championship, maybe 81 it was, after he came there in 77. By his third or fourth year, we're ACC champions again. So we're talking about a movie that would be interesting to every sports fan, especially the fans in their 50s and 60s. Of that age group, they were like teenagers in the 60s. They were watching, you know, Oklahoma, Nebraska. They were watching Ohio State, Woody Hayes. They were, there were friends and fans of, you know, Southern Fried Football, of the early Pac-10, and John McKay at USC, the Bear at Alabama. You know, the golden age of football, to me, really spans the early 60s into the early 80s. And through this movie, we can reach out, the Coach Dooley movie, through, you know, we can really span an era of about probably 61 to 81, about 20 years. And we can concentrate it on the 10 years from 67 to 77 when Coach Dooley was doing his magic at Chapel Hill. But we can really talk about a 20-year span, really, from 61 to 81. And that would incorporate, you know, a whole bunch of college fans. And we can do that because we're going to be interviewing, you know, Archie Griffin, who made his debut against us as a freshman. And ran for all those yards. I think it was about 250 yards in 72 when we were 11-1. It was our only loss when we went up to Ohio State in 72. So we've got the debut of Archie Griffin. We've got the debut of Joe Montana. And I saw Joe here in Washington at the Husky Stadium after the spring game and talked to him, congratulated him on kicking our butt, you know, back in 75 when he debuted against us at our field in 75. But what I'd like to get this stage set for the movie production so that people know that we're going to appeal to a large group of college football fans. And because of Doug Paschal running the CBS Sports Network and being in charge of all the collegiate sites, probably, I don't know, 50, 60 major college sites for their sports with their CBS online, he is the official sports provider to all the bulletin boards and the official college websites of most of the major universities. And we can have access, you know, into that network to their bulletin boards and their advertising and really make a play to commemorate the golden era of college football, literally from, let's call it, 61 to 81 or whatever, a 20-year span, focusing on Coach Dooley's achievements, but, you know, spending maybe 10 minutes on the front end or whatever and 10 minutes on the back end of what happened, you know, on the front end and the back end of Coach Dooley's, you know, 10 years at Carolina. So those great clips from the great universities, the LT days, you know, even though Crum was there and kind of screwing things up, he still was able to capitalize on the what we put together that ended in 77 that lasted another three, four years all the way to the last ACC championship of Carolina. And then, in effect, we might end it at that, or we could go on to, you know, Bruce Smith's career at Virginia Tech and some of those highlights, and even some Wake Forest stuff, the battle between Al Groh and Dick Crum. What I'd like to say is that the scope of this movie and the reach can be to every fan who remembers the golden era from 61 to 81, and that 20-year span, you know, attracted millions of fans who now have enough money for a DVD and to join the online forum to discuss the golden era of college football in the days before the NCAA was intimately involved in regulating things, and when, you know, coaches could really take it to the limit and get perfection out of their offenses and match up man-to-man before, you know, everything was, you know, disguised on defense. It was just mano a mano. I mean, you lined up a 52 defense against a, you know, a 44 or a 40, you know, a 42, whatever that major play was that we ran the fullback against the linebacker. And